Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal and Joe with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
We will hear from our guy Patrick Hammer in just a moment. He is wrapping a few things up at WGRZ TV2. He'll give us a call, and we'll get Pat on the horn here to talk about the weather. Maybe he's a little afraid, Joe. He doesn't want to. You know, the weather. He's a meteorologist, and we're having some not good weather here, so he's not the most popular person in town right now.
It is. Yeah. What? Did someone jinx it? Because I know I declared, it could be me, I declared winter over.
Did you declare winter over?
Probably multiple times. And I'm looking outside and I see snow on the ground right now. Not good.
There are close to 300 people now who've entered my bracket contest. I love this, Joe. It's great. I got
300. NCAA,
you got, folks, you got 25 minutes here. I mean, the games don't tip off until 12:15, but you got to get them locked in. I got a lot of people who haven't even filled them out. But if you want, just doing something fun for listeners, for us to follow along. I'll keep track of it on the air, and it's totally free. Register, get in. It's cbssports.com. The top two places, I'm going to give a $50 gift card to the NCAA online shop. My buddy Del Reed at 26 Shirts going to throw in a shirt for the winner. But, you know, we're just doing something just for fun, for people to have some fun to follow along with the tournament. And if you want to do that, you can check out my X feed, Twitter. You can go to Sal Sports, and you can click on the link, and you can play along with us, and we'll keep you updated. In the meantime, Joe and Josh and me, we went through NCAA Survivor. Mm-hmm. We eliminated one team, each of us, when going around, until we got to the last team playing today, and the team we're going to root for is Tennessee, the Tennessee Volunteers. I thought about actually eliminating Tennessee early on, because I'm like, you know, the Volunteers, not the most sexy name, but I mean, I do like their colors. They're orange. I root for orange. So we're good. We're good with Tennessee today. They take on St. Peter's. So we'll root for them tonight. By the way, as you said, Joe, they are also taking them on at the same time that the Sabres are playing against the Edmonton Oilers. Sabres have a big game against Edmonton tonight.
Yep.
Do we know yet who's in goal? Have we seen this yet from Paul or anybody else? Is it going to be UPL? Because there's back-to-back coming up here.
Yeah. Granato even joked around with us a little bit this morning that like it's gonna be Luukkonen. I'd be stunned otherwise. They don't play again until Sunday, I think, right? They play...
Oh, okay. Oh, it's not... Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, their next back-to-back...
Oh, it's not back-to-back. My fault.
When they're back at home. Yeah, they play tonight, and then Sunday, and then Wednesday. Okay. So I would, yeah. The next back-to-back is next Friday and Saturday. I bet you would see Levi then. Could. But yeah, Luukkonen's going to be in goal tonight. I'd be sure.
All right, let's get to the Western Hotline right now, where I got Patrick Hammer standing by, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Pat, I said maybe you just didn't want to come on with us because the meteorologist is not the most popular person in town when the weather turns like this.
I just went and spoke at a school this morning, and they literally ran me out of the classroom.
They threw snowballs at you.
I did. It was the Frank Sedeta School, and I walk into the auditorium, and it was booze and paper balls thrown at me, and I had to be escorted out. I'm just kidding.
I don't think that was the case. I'm sure the students and the staff treated you very nicely, but they probably asked you the same question that I'm about to ask you, which is, what the hell is going on with this weather?
Okay, first of all, I like to refer to this segment as our spring break segment. We have one every year, Sal. In fact, two years ago, I spoke to you from the customs department at the airport in Baja, California, Cabo San Lucas. I'll never forget it. So it's fun to have these kind of mid-season updates and to talk about the mercurial weather going on here. I got to tell you, despite how cold it is, if March were to end today, this would go down as the third warmest March on record. And you're like, what? It's snowing. It's cold. You got to remember how the month started. We had 2 days in the 70s, a couple of days in the 60s, most days in the 50s. You know, we did reports on golf courses opening, you know, all of that. St. Patrick's Day hit. And then, yeah, we've kind of taken a plunge ever since. And it's cold. And it's tonight, it's going to be, I mean, today it's going to feel like January. Tomorrow, it's going to snow like January, especially later in the day and tomorrow night. And yeah, it's going to be like, what the heck? Where was this, in the wintertime? It decided to show
Wasn't it 72 back on March 4th?
We had 2 days in a row of 72. 2 days in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, it was like, you know, and this is coming off what was, a believe it or not, a really mild winter. You know, we had 1 week of crazy in January when the Bills had to move their game from Sunday to Monday. You had all of that. You had that, you know, crazy one. It was like 1 week of winter this season. And then as we climb out into spring, winter's like, I'm back, and it has one last little hurrah, which is what's going to happen over the next 48 hours.
What exactly is going to happen over the next 48 hours, Patrick?
Here's what we got. Okay, so today cold, 20s all day. It's pretty cold for late March, I will admit. Then tonight we're down into the teens, clear skies. Tomorrow it's fine during the day, but in the afternoon snow develops. And by tomorrow night, it's snowing, and it's snowing pretty good in Buffalo to Amherst, Williamsville, Clarence. However, to the south, places like, from about, I would say, Hamburg to East Aurora to Eden and points south, there might be a mix to rain. And that rain-snow line is going to be very tricky to call because that really affects snowfall totals. So the southern half of our area is going to mix to rain, but I think Buffalo and the north towns stay snow tomorrow night into Saturday morning. So Saturday morning, if you live, again, Buffalo north, we've got 2 to 4 inches of snow on the ground. But to the south, it'll be less because it'll mix with some rain. Saturday afternoon, it dries out. Sunday, beautiful, but 30s for highs. When does it warm up? It warms up next week. We're into the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
50s, but I'm a little cautious about a long range because Easter, which is coming up a week from Sunday, there might be something brewing for that weekend as well.
Yeah, I almost feel like the way this month is going, Pat, it's going to end up being like the weirdest March on record. Like, how many days spent around the average temperature? I feel like on one hand, maybe I'll be able to count that.
Such a good point, Joe. We're going to be 10 degrees either side of normal, it seems like, throughout the month. And days that were actually close to what a typical March day would be are few and far between. That's a very good point, Mark. Yeah, and, you know, springs can do that. I mean, the record high today is 82, which if anybody remembers, that was the spring of 2012 when it was crazy warm. The St. Patrick's
Mario spring, Williams. Like
70.
That's the Mario Williams spring. Yeah, that's how we remember it around here.
Yes.
Right. So, but the record low is like below zero. So you can get a real big range in March. And we've certainly seen that this season.
Is this, follow up on that, is this the month with the largest range of records?
God, you are like, your crack research team is on point today. Absolutely. March has the biggest swings, the biggest range from the highest high to the lowest low. Absolutely. Starting kind of late February into the month of March. March can be a crapshoot, you know, that's been the case this March for sure.
Okay, so we don't have much time, so I got a few questions for you. We can go quickly here.
Yeah.
Number one, didn't you tell us one time that there's always been in Buffalo snow in April in some capacity? Didn't you tell us once
it's a great talking point that I carry with me in April is to remind
people. Okay, now. Okay, well, we have the eclipse coming up on April 8th. Do you have any idea right now what we might be looking at around that time?
I want people to get fired up and excited about this eclipse. It is going to be amazing. I know people are somebody like, what's the thing? When it happens, I don't care who you are or what you are going to have an emotional response to the eclipse. Now, a lot of people want to know, what's the sky going to be? Is it going to be clear, partly cloudy? Hard to tell. This far out, it's still hard to tell. Climatologically, meaning typically in early April, you're kind of the chances of clouds are pretty high. The thing, though, is the closer to the lake you are, the better chance of getting some clearing. Okay, so that's one thing to think about. We're noticing, though, that the trend for early April is a drier trend, which would be a good sign. But it's still too hard to tell about clouds. We've got to wait until we're about a week out to get an idea. But the most difficult forecast to make in this area, I got to be honest with you, isn't snow or wind, it's cloud cover. Because it's so tricky with the lake and the hills and everything else.
I am headed to Orlando for the NFL owners meeting Sunday through Wednesday. I'm guessing it's going to be typical Orlando weather, you can tell me. Yeah, and then heading to Brisbane, Australia for 12 days with my family. Give me about 30 seconds on what to expect.
Okay, here's what we got. Orlando, fine. Looks dry. Did you know that Brisbane in Australia is at the same latitude away from the equator as Tampa, Florida? Okay?
No.
So that gives you kind of a perspective of the distance you are south versus Tampa is north. They're about the same. Does that make sense? So you are as far south from the equator in Brisbane as Tampa is north from the equator. Okay.
Okay.
I've been analyzing some Australian weather today. Didn't have anything better to do. So I thought, let's take a deep dive. It has been a cool fall season there so far. It is the fall there. It's about, 1:30 in the morning. Right now, on average, temperatures there 70s to 80s, so it's still nice. But remember, you're almost borderline tropics. So, I mean, not tropical weather, but, you know, you're pretty close to the equator. So 70s and 80s in the fall is pretty comfortable, and that's how it's looking as we head into April. Kind of tough to predict rain. It doesn't rain there a lot, but temperatures look pretty comfy at this point.
There's rain in my app, like, every time I look, but it looks like maybe like a Florida deal where it just, yeah, every once in a while it rains.
No. I saw that. It's in a couple of days. There's like a 4-day stretch of rain. That's not very typical. I think there's a little spin up of low pressure close by. That's what's causing that. I wouldn't worry about that. I saw that too.
Buddy, we love you. Thanks for coming on today. I wish we could stay a little bit longer, but we'll catch up again down the road.
Have a good trip. So
you got it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Pat Hamer right there. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up very quickly here on the Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.